6.
The time is 12:02. Here is our order to change, and the agreement has changed before government session meeting, regular meeting. Today is Friday, June 14th, 2019. In attendance, we have Walt Downey, Christy Green, Bob Greenberg, Stephen Scott, Marcy Hill, and on the phone, we have Steve Carmichael. I would like to begin the meeting by having a pledge. Mr. Greenberg, you can lead us to the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The next area would be the approval of the minutes. Everyone has received the minutes from May 17th, 2019. Do you have anybody an opportunity to let us know if there are any changes on the minutes? Mr. Hubert?
Yes. On page 4, he says, right down the middle of the paragraph that starts with Bob Kendrick, which is quite accurate. What it could be is update the Iowa Trans Section 2020 in the election year rather than in this election year, because there's no need to rush things from the government, as the current form has been supported by the majority during the speech of the election. And then on page 6, on in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the paragraph starts Judy added, there's a note appended to that paragraph. Note, this is compared to county manager, so and so forth. While that's probably helpful and certainly accurate, it doesn't belong in the minutes because it doesn't reflect what happens in the reading so far to short term. So the minutes only reflect what reads right or wrong, shorter than. And I think those are all my concerns.
That's on page 4 along. 6 months, 19 in the middle. Okay, thank you. Any other suggested changes? We have a motion to approve the minutes modified. So moved. Second. Modified. All in favor of approving the minutes with two changes. One change that will be on paragraph, on page 4, adding to paragraph that Bob gave the higher word pronoun, to add in the word to change the current form of government as expressed by the majority.
And on page 5, the current form of government has
And then to strike the note that's listed on page 6, paragraph 5. All in favor? Did you, Carmichael, would you approve that? You're on mute.
Yes.
Okay. Get that. Moving to general report, community outreach and possible action. Item B, report on list of organizations pursuing the flyer, including the open house date, has been sent.
So, Mr. Greenberg, if you want to bring up an issue of having someone at an event, can you address the topic?
Yeah, this is a question for the chair, actually. I think you didn't recall, so I'm assuming you did, but I just want to be clear, because it's your intent that people other than the study committee members can place items on our agenda. And if so, is that anybody or just
So the minutes, or the agenda is given to me, they're approved by me. So far, all the individuals have given items to add.
having to then Ms. Dillon, county attorney, and we, Mr. Baker. I mean, we can't be the only individuals that have come forward with those concerns. I think for Ruth and her position, there have been everything that she brought up is something that we should address. But I do go through those, and I do understand that they're not universal, but yes, I have been putting those on, and it's been intentional.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so back to the report. It's in the packet, but so the flyer announcing the open house has come to for the record today. All the time staffing officials have been off. Plus, 18 business directors, city manager and mayor, Castle Valley town clerk and mayor, Grand Water district manager. Of course, the request is already gone. Council Spring Fire Chief, all applicants for the apartment council and our section. Requested around town in about 35 locations. It was posted on the city website. You know, we did update the building update. Posted on the intersection of the main county website, which is our homepage. All the time department heads, elected officials, chamber comments, the CIs, the attorneys. 15 churches were mailed a little announcement, I think, leading it together that includes most of what we feel appropriate. We did give, I was just so bad for that evidence. Town board commissioned and paid care, and so that's a couple of other ones as well. The CIU list, which is the only one who's eligible for CIU, and that's a list of about 30 or 40, some of you are getting it more than once. They go there with others, more advisors, advisors, various individuals that,
Jackson out, whether it's the Russian
Network,
Association
of Ministries, Great Time
Democratic
Party.
Don't
know if they went through the
Republican
Party,
they
didn't hear that. Jeremy said that he was prepared. Moat Avenue, so all of, and then so the Sunshine and the CI all the information, and we also ran a small ad in with all of those publications.
On a previous council member, but low and you want to get another report. We did just include the analysis section. There are many general
documents that we do on. Mr. Goodrich? In the 43 years I've been here, I don't think anyone has seen this for a public time in my memory. I've done it myself.
I feel very good.
And the turnout, though, I think.
Well, I feel like we have done a few notes.
In your discussion, more on item B?
Oh, just from the open houses, we'll talk about the open houses on item C.
Okay.
And D,
yeah, they have. Anything else? Then, if not, we'll move to item C, report on June 5th, 2019, open house at the Grand Center, and the number of completed surveys received.
Well, Sir Walter. Well, I was just going to add to that last presenting report of the public comment. The feedback from everybody that talked to me after we began to discuss was this was really helpful. And I didn't get a single negative comment from anybody that was at any. How many do we have? 50 or 60 people in the two?
Four.
Four? Okay. 75. They came to APAC and talked. But they just said this has been very helpful because we weren't advocating anything. We were just talking through all the different possibilities and then it just helps me figure out what I'm doing. So I didn't know what to expect. We're on this now, right? I didn't know what to expect really at that first open house. And I came out of it feeling like this was really a good idea. I also recall Stephen and went by talking to him and you need to get up there in front of everybody and lay out the groundwork. That was totally unnecessary. We didn't need to do that. People were ready to sit down and talk. And so, what's great, I'm looking forward to Calvin Valley and cumulatively with all the efforts we've made to get the word out and the TI and others have covered it. We were there, I think, last night too. Somebody wanted to take a picture. I'm feeling positive that we are being very open. The other comment I got a lot of was the word wisdom and laying out all that stuff on the wall, very complete, very detailed, handouts for people to look at. And I certainly appreciated it and all the people that came in there. A lot of people read their way around the room. So it felt like we were prepared, and a lot of that was good.
I thought the turnout, especially at the Grand Center, we had a wide mix of individuals. I went in thinking that I would find no one underneath the surface, sometimes myself. But I was surprised. We did the Grand Center, we had individuals who came out, had lots of questions. They mingled with probably the most popular person, which was me and Judy Carmichael. But everybody really enjoyed it. They had lots of questions. I can't say how much he has done for us, and it's been phenomenal for the next open house that we have. Water District Chief and color coded different choices. But I thought, above and beyond, it can be so fantastic. Martin?
I'm a visual learner, and for me, to see all of that laid out, backed out visually, even though we've been talking about it for months, really clarified stuff in my mind. It's very educational for me. And the questions that people had and the things that they were curious about, formulating a response or an answer to their questions really helped clarify some of my own thinking. It's very, very good.
Do you want to jump in on the topic of the open house of the Grand Center especially? And we can't hear you yet. I'll let you know when we can hear you.
Okay.
We'll now move to item D. I know we've covered it a little bit, but the report on June 13, 2019 open house of the Water District and a number of written surveys received. Anything in particular that we want to mention on?
I'm not the first, but I can add to what's been said so far. So here are the packets of received surveys, together with a couple of emails that you all have seen from individuals. And also within here are the handout that Marcy came up with. Those are the handout ideas, actually. I put together a bunch of research and got legal review on it, but kudos to Marcy. I want to say, though, that in this, one of the handouts is we had them on a table to fill out their ideas about at-large or district choice. And so we did get a handful, maybe 5 or 6 comments last night. We only saw one, the personal, and the error was on my part. I had advice that it was a suggestion. So I learned we can move away when people can feel a little more free. So the other thing is, I wanted to do the actual count on the city. We had 25 on the first open house, 23 last night turned in. Plus, because there's also the C8, and that's hydrogen from the first open house because.
Well, I checked it before the gun was picked.
And I didn't read any poems, so, and we just had to come up. So, those days came from the great open house, but we're at least going to set more than once tonight. Many of the people took their way home. I did allow them to take to their spouse or their whomever. And they said, I take no copy. And so, I wanted to know that. I think that's all I have, and I think there's an opportunity to do about compiling these and also giving these to other people. So that was coming up. And by the way, no one was in the meeting, but they were coming in front of the meeting, and in front of the office staff. And I just hold it tight, have a good one, and we'll be doing that, we'll be all day.
Did you want to weigh in on the next second open house we had? I think the turnout looked great. I think the more we have, we had more people at the water district. That might have been because the area was smaller area.
I won't say what I think
in
common. So I shouldn't ask that when it was the most full. And so what was most full was like about 2 dozen people at Grand Center and more than that last night. And I didn't count. I believe my count was roughly 45 at Grand Center, and someone told 50 to 60 last time.
Wow.
So that's over 100 people that I believe have attended.
And y'all think that's good?
Yeah.
For Moab? For Moab, that's
fine. It's fabulous. Having been involved in public life for 40 years.
Well, there are people in the country that are
coming to
the
bar. They want to be in the
I'm a journalist, I don't get to I was thrilled because we've been here for five or six meetings. We've never had more than three people here, I don't think. So that turnout on purpose to sit down and really engage and talk to you was really good.
I did have one person say to me, this has been so well publicized, and what has given us, like three or four options of ways to be involved, that, you know, if somebody comes around 6 months from now or a year from now and says, wait a minute, we need to know this is going on, you know, this person said,
yeah.
there's no excuse for that. So,
yeah. Oh, that's what. Boy, that was a whole lot of stuff. Well, what if we in our next overview report, that something we would kind of miss field analysis. There's one last opportunity to get their information and fill out a survey, contact X, Y, Z, so that we can mail it to you, go to the treasurer's office. Give them several options so that they can do that on their time and put a deadline on it. Okay. And, you know, this window is closing in 2 weeks.
That's something that then happens when you're putting the newspaper and the newspaper that is going over there. So we have to write up.
Yeah, so people who came out and, you know, spread the word, and here's, and one final, you know, here's another option.
I didn't think that makes a whole lot more sense than some market mailing. That's just the way it's going to run.
Would it be possible for the way that you get having a copy here, when we have our meetings, to have copies available for the agenda? We have watermarks.
Well, the town is still up to
you.
You
want their watermarks?
When we get to F, I think we talk about how we use these without turning it into one. I don't want to create a situation where someone is either nagging or without pumping stuff.
Okay.
Frankly, both political parties are going to pass. At least you know what they're doing.
What do you think is a reasonable deadline cutoff for having the last back from the public?
On the survey?
Yeah, it's a month.
We will talk about it on the 17th.
That's Monday.
Tomorrow.
Right, so that's next week. So that's
2 weeks.
2 weeks from maybe that Monday. How about the last one?
And that's the fourth and fifth.
The other thing that people still can have their input, it's not in the form of a survey, but they're always welcome to come. I don't want people to think that it's a lot.
I don't see that. I'm a little bit.
I just wonder if people they're going to have a big thing in the park.
We don't need to have more there.
But two is a lot more fun.
Yeah.
bring it back, but
yeah, it's part of it.
Yeah.
So then maybe if all my fans are, if they are going to use the 4th of July, then maybe we can give them a couple more days and then the
yeah, that's good.
Friday.
Is
that the 5th?
So there's, I think we've talked about two other ideas, one of which would be putting out a newspaper type editorial. We could think about that portion there a little bit when we get to that. But the other is what we mentioned, having surveys here. I don't know if we need to make motion or just have a survey here available. That would be fun. So we'll just have it available. People want to come. You can come down to the meetings and take a copy of the survey.
You do them during the meeting?
Yes, sure. Just have it on the table in the back.
Okay. Or you only bring like one.
Well, anything we put in the paper, we ought to re-emphasize that these are open meetings and we would be thrilled to have people come and share their ideas with us at these meetings too.
You're welcome to.
Yeah.
And even point about this, you know, we say, you know, this is your last opportunity for input at this juncture, you know, that we'll be listening ongoing. But this is for the first thing. That's how we
for the first thing. Yeah. And we want to make sure that's clear that we're issuing a judgment. Well, on the survey, but with your input is open to the whole process. Am I wrong?
That'd be right.
Okay. We'll make that clear.
And then the employees you all want me to send out the employees and have them.
Well, we've done those already. We don't know which employees are
going to be. I don't know.
So if you put a note on it saying you've done this already, please.
Yeah.
President.
Okay.
I think you only got one out.
Well, Chris may have gotten me.
That's possible. So, and I'll just have them mark as much as you suggested. If these are fan qualities, these are fan centers, these are developed in the house, if you want to look at differences, and then look at the user employees.
And just on my assume your employees will be open houses.
Okay.
I assume your employees have an open house.
I don't know. Enough to come and walk down the hallway and
do it. I mean, it has to be ready to talk to this. And the
Bob and Pete interviewed the county
department head and kind of read that information, read it on them, get your report, get your letter of report about this in general kind of stuff.
Well, I think you're right. I would not want to see you head of a vote. What I would like to suggest is that you do kind of follow what you're denying, which is that one person who's attending each of the meetings takes those surveys and the comments we all receive during the meeting and write it up. And then circulate to the other members who are there to make sure you got it right. And then give us a report. I mean, I'm interested in the training. You know, most people like this, and most people like that, or these are the concerns people have. I'm not interested so much in the 7 people check your box, 8 people check that. So we've had votes. We don't need to do that again. So I'm more interested in the kind of narrative report, and if people do it, the people who are the committee members in of the Open House.
Oh. Okay, so you're not talking about written down survey or anything. You're talking about perceptions of conversation and stuff.
And after reviewing the survey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that right?
From each meeting.
I haven't been at the first 2, but I've got a pretty clear perception of what most people are saying. And that's still, yeah.
I think the other interesting information that came out of the Open House is there were some really good questions that I would not consider, that I think this whole group is ultimately going to have to consider as we move forward. And I wanted to list those kind of questions.
Because as you heard, one of the big pieces of our experience was having issues clarified. And it really were the big pieces as much as the kind of people's opinions about what we should do and the questions they had and the issues that were troubling us.
Well, it's kind of, I think this is really important, and anecdotally without saying any names, as a current council person and a former council person that had councils and commissions completely screwed up. I mean, they were mixing apples and oranges in our discussions. By the time we were through this, and I can't get their understanding, they're completely wrong. And so if they can be confused, a lot of other people can. So even over now, it's been really important to talk people through, even at times turning the roof, right up here, say, what you're asking me if we can do, we cannot do with any of these 4 good things. And there was some kind of it's been astounding to me how easy it is to mix not only council and commission, but manager and executive and administrator and
I also think on going to the Open House, part of the clear part of the surveys are having initial calls to come out and talk, take sure to actually get some out of it of what we're deciding, what individuals thought. I mean, there are a lot of individuals that have some unique questions and comments. I think those come out to us when we discuss it. And I think having somebody go through the surveys to kind of get the data from it would be important. That's Mark's suggestion.
I just think the whole process, the materials that we created for the Open House and the way that they clarify what these options are and what is how this process is going to move forward, it kind of gives me, I feel like now I have the credibility that I'm going to speak
Well, I really do agree that more than 100 people had come to this. And I don't know what the duty came here, but in the first one, 10 minutes before 7, these 3 ladies walked in. And I 96-year-old mom and her two daughters, 70-something years old. And we sat down and she came and I talked to them for the next half an hour. And they came in with, this was their position. They wanted to do this. And I'm not going to say what that was. It's not important right now. But, so they said, what do you think? And so we started talking through all the different components. By the end of the talk, can we share these up here? We didn't say this is what y'all are doing, this is what y'all are saying. We talked through these things. And as I said before, the confusion, even about commission and counseling, why I'm just scared of how confusing this is for the voters. You know, we have time to get sideways. We're dealing with it a lot.
Can we say, Larson?
Comment about that. Our council is actually more about the commission because they have the idea of
money.
Yeah. The council member is a huge council function, you know, that supports as a council member. That is all of their elected or appointed managers.
That means more than
you. And administrators in the office can come in and tell them, the whole position is gone. So that was really beautifully illustrated in the chart where you have the four successful forms of government. And then we've got Bill Cavanaugh. But to accept that the average voter is really clearly going to understand this, I think is unrealistic. But I do think that if we convince the average voter that we have done the best job we possibly could as a group and have, you know, included as much information as we can, I feel like a lot of voters are going to say, hey, we've got it. You know? And I could be anyone.
My thought is, looking at Albany, kind of looking at big picture, it's not as in, I mean, I know this might not be a popular thing to say, but it's not as in, as much as an insult because it, when they said you change your form of government, a lot of people took it as a stab or an attack. So you kind of look at it and we just have this weird abnormality and then it doesn't work. It doesn't fit it. And so it kind of, I mean, you can find more, some other logical reasons why perhaps it is, but at the end of the day, it'll become more clear as to what we are.
Well,
that's my no good.
Thank you. All right. Any other discussion on item F? We can move to item.
Subcommittees were mentioned, and so none of you attended those positive. So would the next step be for me to get that survey to those individuals? You know,
do you want to do a subcommittee? Is that what we'd like to do on it?
So we can also ask in the next meeting.
Right.
And then, Bob suggested about the 17 members that were at those open houses. And if two or three of those people can get together,
that'd be happy
to do. And look at the survey, talk about what transpired, and keep writing over there.
So we're still going to get more surveys from before. So.
Get people advised to these meetings. I don't know what we would say to postcards, but hey, you missed the meeting.
Possibly you might be setting aside for those that you are asking.
Thanks,
moving now to item A through on the table list item. Is the footwear, see if Mr. Push it to the next meeting that we have over in the state. We'll be able to join us then. Moving into item I, suggestion for additional public service announcements.
Well,
I
think we all know that KCYN has no life for a minute anymore. And that the one who runs KCYN is in sight. And does it all remotely. So I did record an ad for the open house that is closing on KCYN. I don't know how effective that is either, but I will definitely put together a PSA for the room because that's free. I think the newspapers are doing a good job giving us really good, media coverage. I just wanted to know if anybody had any other ideas, between now and July. Do you think we can plug the July 4th kind of week?
So I was wondering if I saw this in the Corpus Christi South, and I wondered about this or something on the road.
regarding the public engagement process. I am my own personal dollars came up with it. To put something in the paper that says, this is an open house, last chance to get the survey contest so that we can mail an email out to you, get them in by July 5th, 2019, and then let people know if they weren't able to come out. We'd love and be thrilled to have them here. And then we also should guide them to the county website in that game.
And
on
July 4th
celebration? Yes, and on the July 4th celebration. So, it's a show on me. So I'll write that up and get that to the newspaper.
So we have money, so how about we spend a little bit on some kind of decoration, red light blue, whatever.
Something.
Yep. And maybe have
blue.
And
Put this item on the agenda for Friday. Well, Gary and I can get the table done. Well, it's on the table. Since Cricket, you reached out, you know that reached out to the table. Okay. So if we put these two on that item, we can address
what
our
meeting. What time do we want to launch?
I don't know what time.
I'll find out. No.
I'll come on and talk to
us. Do you mind the
president? It would be a good idea to put it on the website on the, classified ad.
Do you want to come up and read that bit?
I think it would be a good idea to put it on the more classified
ad. Come up to the mic if no one else can. We're being recorded and scanned, and the Carmichael can't hear it otherwise. Could you please continue?
Sometimes the county bothering with more funding. But as a citizen, I will probably think that a lot of people are here on more classified on Facebook because a lot of people think it's probably happening. So, that might be a good idea.
Thank you.
I'll add more classified to my national public service family flag at home. And then stay with the
Any other citizens here? If not, we'll move to presentation. Seeing none, we'll move to general business. Seeing no general business act items, we'll move to agenda action items. There's none there. Moving to the text items, there's none there. Moving to discussion and possible action on study strategy. Item K, report on additional fee information for engagement of outside counsel continued from April 12, 2019, and approving proposed contract awards for drafting the optional plan ordinance postponed from May 17, 2019. Okay? It's for both of them.
Yeah. You've probably seen the email chain concerning Steve Russell. Again, he's going to do the work for $150 an hour, not to exceed $3,000.
Should have been your packet.
Yeah, been your packet. And if you look at the response, the one real response we got, and you kind of reconfigure it, and instead of 425 or 340 or 215 an hour, and not to exceed 3,000 is about kind of the same amount at that lower salary. So I think that's a very reasonable proposal. The county attorney, who jumped in when I was not available, also thought that was reasonable, 20 hours, and if it got more complicated, there would be good news. He has been very fair with the county. I'd like to see Steve work in town. I don't know if the committee is ready to move ahead and have them meet each other.
I think that whoever we hire is going to have to start over and really help me.
I think it might be a good idea to wait a week to make a decision when you presume it was Judy and Billy to do so. I don't think that would be a rush. We don't need any legal review this week.
I do think we need to start moving and making some decisions on these things. There's been a couple times when we've mentioned that we've got legal review on something, and the person we're using for legal review isn't the person. We've kind of been on the fence of, we don't want to use the county attorney's office to do all the work.
So we want to get it.
Exactly. We don't want them there. But then we still keep legal review, and when people bring that up, that it's gone through legal review, who is it going through?
Kevin.
So, and Christine, which is the question of, if we're going to get out to council, we need to start making progress. That's my concern, especially if we're going to get somebody on to have it done by November, we're going to find that maybe people might lose interest in working. Just being an attorney myself, I know that if other bigger projects come along, I might get busy, you know. So, that's not my concern.
There was a leftover assignment from last time, and maybe this will give a little more time to get that kind of done and get done. And that was, Jenna was going to check with our realm and ask her the same thing that the master of Carol and Wilma, who was so required to be in the lawsuit.
He has something like
that. Yeah, there was a letter saying that.
I didn't get it, so I can't say anything.
From Mark Brown or something?
My letter was from the mail.
I think
we have Judy back. Sorry. Judy. Judy, can you hear us? Marcy?
Do you think that Valley Anderson would be able to recommend someone that might be able to do this for us?
I'll ask
him. Well, I think there are two reasonable proposals. One has a formal conflict of interest, which you would have to raise.
Where is that?
The Dell Roman proposal is by a firm that was retained by the Democratic Republican Party to sue the town. Yeah, and so that is a formal conflict of interest, and they cannot work for us unless we raise that, and the county, I believe, and the county raised this as well. So that piece of business is sitting there. I'm not entirely uncomfortable with raising myself, but I've dealt with it before, and they said it's not fairly, I understood it now, and I think the same issues apply to them as to the team. We're not buying their former political beliefs and their letters to the editor, we're buying some technical legal
expertise.
Yeah, and I also think Steve's proposal is fine too. I think we've got two decent proposals. Now, this brings me back to the issue that Christina raised, which she suggested that we only be able to have the five affirmative votes. And we're in a situation here with only five of us paid one of six sitting here. But we could pass this with four votes. I really think we're on the table for this. I don't think that's going to be anything. So I'm going to make that motion to the table.
Everybody. We're all thinking that. No. Take one. That's Judy. Was that your heart? Judy, can you hear us?
No.
All in favor, please raise your hand. And we have four in favor. Now that it's here, it spoke against, and we don't know what she votes. Chair votes against tabling. Chair votes against tabling.
Oh, okay.
Do we have anything further on item K? Seeing none, we're going to put the item back on for next time. Item L, consideration for contracting for expert consultation on election day.
And I apologize. On your dais is the front and back page, the packet was written from the front page of the experience of the film that I'm sure Mr. Davis will tell you about.
What I discovered as I poked into this a little bit is that people who are experts in redistricting mostly are experts because they've either worked in voting rights issues or they've worked to gerrymander the state for one political party. Again, this is a technical issue. Whoever we retain will be what we have. And I've spoken to Ms. Cooper several times. I think she is reasonable. She thinks this is a half-day job, a four-hour job. And he said he can come down in September and actually run scenarios live for us with his software. He said, well, what if you did this or what if you did that? We could actually show that to them. I think we need to have that information before we really decide whether or not we're going to recommend a system of districts or not. And after a good roundtable discussion with the county clerk and the county attorney in Ruth and myself, it appears that it is part of our job, as part of the transition plan, to actually specify the district, at least in the first instance. That'll change because we've got a census coming up, but for the first couple of years, what we recommend is what the voters want to vote on, as far as district isn't even those issues. So I would like to make a motion for that cover sheet. Oh, by the way, Cooper did work for one committee just exactly like ours, and that is in Wilmington, Delaware, a job that he did. I'm sorry, the Wenatchee. The Washington. Because that was in fact a study committee. Our next motion is we contract with Mr. Cooper in an amount not to exceed $1,000 for initial draft plans for both 3 and 5 voting districts, and then direct him to find the most diversity on the governing body and ensure there are an equal number. If he couldn't be registered voters to be residents, I'm looking at the law, not voters. And to keep together communities of interest insofar as it's possible. So you'll have to depend on us to help him look at what those are, although we can also look at the voting rules. So what is it? So, that's the motion.
Can you
repeat
your motion?
That we contract with Wayne Cooper in an amount not to exceed $1,000 for initial draft plans for 3 and 5 voting districts. And direct him to use those plans to promote diversity, to ensure an equal number of residents, and to keep together communities and interests.
So, we have a motion to contract with Mr. Cooper in the amount not to exceed $1,000 to lay out initial plans for 3 and 5 districts and directed to promote diversity residents and keeping communities of interest together. And it's seconded by Ms. Phil. Ms. Phil.
And why are we not
considering 7? I don't know. I asked that myself after I wrote this. So it seemed to me that the preponderance of interest that the junior I got was a 5-person governing body.
Politics playing with them, one side or the other,
they wanted an assurance that it would be done and that it would be constituted on the population, not whether you're this party or that party or how you voted or anything else. And I hear you that, at least from my perspective, I was going to absolutely insist that that be done in an objective way by somebody that knew what they were doing with a computer or whatever makes sense to do that. And whoever is, and the way we talked about it is if this notebook is Grand County, and there are 10,000 people in Grand County, and you have five districts, there are 2,000 people in a district, not voters, 2,000 people in a district. And with the census data, you can lay that out.
Well, okay, do that. Well, can you hear?
The amount of up to $1,000 to draw out 3 and 5 districts to promote diversity, residents, and keeping communities together. Ms. Mill seconded it, and now Walt's trying to talk about why he would be in favor or against it right now. So that's you being up to date if I stated it earlier.
Yeah, I didn't know until right now about this contact. All I can say is I will fight that to the end. We have got to bring in their districts, which I kind of assume they're going to be based on the feedback I'm getting from people. Every sum that they be laid out in a way that is absolutely objective and respectable. And if this person has got the credentials to do that, then we can tell him we're not here as Democrats or Republicans or anybody else. Wanting you to play games, we want something that you can explain to the population in this county that this was done fair and square, with no unreasonable or inappropriate factors, etc.
Could it be money?
So I'm against this thing because I mean a small number of people. The most comparable counties like us in St. George, and they don't have districts. And I want fair representation, and the more I got fair representation, you find your vote for every council member. So that's my bottom line.
Mark your wall.
So I think that this committee moves forward considering districting versus at large or some combination of both. I think in order to make an educated decision, I would like to have the information that people can provide us. I'm not saying I'm in favor of districts, but in order to really make an educated decision, I need more information.
Well, no.
I think what Martin just said is exactly where I am, and we're not, the discussion right now is not whether we're going to have them or not, but if we do, the people that we're talking to over the next couple of months we're discussing this, we know there is a way to do districts in a fair and open manner. Whether we decide to recommend eventually that they're going to vote on all districts or all at large or some combination is today's decision. And so I'm thrilled that there is somebody like this that we can have that information on the table, and it's not just theoretical, it's actual. And if we're going to have that guy come down and do a presentation, I would love to have that presentation completely advertised to the public that was a common question at the open houses, and here's where you can come and understand exactly how they would be laid out so that they would be there, whether it's 3, 5, or 19 minutes, whatever.
Yeah, I think we need to see what this would look like before we try it on. I'm certainly less sure than I used to be about whether or not it's a good idea. But I I do want to say that the arithmetic around representation is kind of early. I mean, right now the city is up all our laws. We've got kind of a homogeneous city council. No, I'm not. I don't think it's a good idea. I think diversity is better, because I remember falling like a mad cat for years that progressives were not representing our government. And now I hear my conservative friends sitting and saying, oh, conservatives aren't representing. So I think diversity is key. I'd like to hear this guy present to us and see what city put together 3 and 5 numerically fair districts that help us maintain city diversity.
Right. One thought that I'm having, I'd like to say diversity. I think it's important to have, you know, if we get Judy weigh on this, if we get Jerry weigh on this. My thoughts are kind of, it's difficult for us to spend $1,000 in my mind without knowing if this is the direction we're going into. And having, you know, 3, 5, 7 districts, not only the amount of districts that we're going to have, I think it's spending money on something that we don't necessarily know what it's going to be, what it's going to entail. So purchasing this or getting this information, I think it is important. I just don't know if it's one of the chicken and the egg ideas. That's kind of my thought right now.
Well, if I was marketing on this, in order to make a decision about whether or not we're going to consider this seriously, we need to see what they might look like. I can't. In the abstract, I don't want to make decisions in the abstract. Are districts good or at-large good? You know, I'm not Plato. I can't feel that way. I need to see some concrete stuff.
Well, and Marky, I just,
if he comes down here and does a presentation and does predictions, to me it's illustrative. It isn't the final deal at all. It's to show us what it would look like. If it's a half a day work, and we change our mind and it's going to be 5 districts or no districts or whatever it is, we're at $1,000, and I guarantee you there's going to be public that wants to come see what that would look, that process would look like, not from me talking to them or you talking to them, but actually seeing that it can be done in an objective fashion. There's so much skepticism around the country now as to how parties have played games with elections that I really feel strongly we need to show them we aren't going to do that, and if there is a way to do this, then the fair and open manner.
Mark?
Bill, I just think that we have an unusual lay of the land. We have unusual population density areas. I think that districting in Bill County is a unique challenge, and I, for one, love
my other thought is that if the individual comes back and has the district laid out and when you show the public that, there might be individuals that come out and say, hey, I don't like how you've drawn the district. As opposed to if we say, we want 3 districts, we want 5 districts, we want 19 districts, and then they draw, I think that's different. I think it's accepting whatever's coming, because if we have the result of the map beforehand, you might have people coming up saying, well, I don't like that because that's what the Capitol Valley with this part of Moab. That's where it could become more political than what we intend if we're saying, hey, we want to see what the districts are going to take out to be before we decide how many districts we're having. That's kind of my different fault.
All right, then. I mean, what you're saying makes some sense as well, but I'd still like to pay this guy some money to come down here and do a presentation to this group, an open presentation about if you decide to do districts, this is how I would do it, and how this is what the software looks like in a PowerPoint and that kind of thing, so that we can see. That just gives us better information.
I mean, in my opinion,
district, one of the pros for districting are that you have a representative, a direct representative of your area of residence. We have districting now, and I don't think that that's terribly effective. I don't feel like we have that kind of regional representation. So I'm definitely not sold on district, but I think that there could be a need for districts. I think Spanish Valley residents have very different concerns than Moab City proper residents, than Castle Valley residents, than Thompson residents. And so I'm curious to know how can we make that work to our residents.
And that's what concerns me comes down. What happens if we just put Spanish Valley with the city and Castle Valley with somewhere else? Because when we're directing them, these communities together, that's the part. Another part that I have concern with, because we just want, in my mind, numbers. We shouldn't go into weighing into keeping communities together, diversity, and
because well, and that happens. May eventually change the perception of it.
I don't understand why we have to come in and see that all that coming up. So I don't understand why Castle Valley is so different than New York and Moab, because Castle Valley is a different from Moab. There's no difference out there except for that being new. So why do they think they need their own representation? I think they're all downtown residents and we should all care about who we're selecting and all care about them. And I understand what you're saying about that we're putting this, we're not being thorough, maybe that's the word, thorough. So how do you possibly figure out how many people live in a certain area if you're not using regs to voters? And how old is that? Yeah, and so that's not even, there's even close to what's here now. So to me, that's like, because you're going to be doing it on, how much is more than growing in here?
Not all of them.
Marcy. Does the clerk have more accurate information about residents in the
package? Well, that's registered voters. I think what...
What about people that are being...
I think that's...
Obviously, yeah, I don't necessarily
live here. But I think what we do is we look at the voter rolls, we look at the utility bill. I don't know exactly how the modeling works. And I actually happen to track the language in my motion that refers to community interest and just asking for, just in showing straight on the numbers. And so a second degree will do that.
Was that
amendment
or not?
Wait,
so what did we I'll come back and forth on this district in as large as this kind of thing, and that's why the open houses have been really interesting to me. So I posed the question at both of them, the people that were advocating for one or the other. And one of the questions is, it would seem like in Salt Lake County, where you have a huge population, that there really are area differences in the county that you can articulate. It seems like in a smaller county like this, there would be fewer, which is kind of what Cricky is saying, too. Several people said, that's not true. They said, if you had all the people at large, and they're mostly like you guys, talking about the same thing, there's 4 out of 7 of us who live within 2 football fields of each other. And
and that's not representative.
But then again,
if I could say the Templars, what they said is, just take, for example, zoning. We just went through a damn fiasco zoning, and they said, I'm still furious, and there was nobody that was making the voting on that zoning. It lived out here where we really got impacted. And I went, whoa. So there are some issues. And so there's a lot of people. It may not be cricket in this one or some others on this thing, but there's a lot of people out there that would like to be assured. I'm not advocating one way or another right now. That would like to be assured that they've got somebody that understands their issues because they affect them too. But they said, we don't game play with land stuff now. So that's why I think this is kind of important. Whether we ever end up doing the district or not, we at least have a hell of a lot better information to deal with. Could it be love?
Okay, so here's my two cents to that. Our biggest problem with elections is we don't have anybody running the district. How many times has somebody gone, I'm opposed because nobody else can run. You have people like Dave on this committee who care about the community, who put forth the effort. I'm not saying I want to run because I don't want to run. But you have people in areas that have, entire community services, civic minded. You're going to say only one of you in that whole group. And then we're going to try to find somebody in this district or whatever that can run. And then you don't have anybody to run. And then how many times people went run? I think we don't have a big enough pool in this community to have people who are willing to put forth the time and effort, and then we end up with people who just get stuck back in. So I don't think we're big enough community in this district. So that's my
question. I got all the walls in my
The question before us today, though, is not whether district is a good idea or not. The question is, in order for us to do a fair, transparent, and open-minded job, do we need to look at the possibility of district before we make a decision on that matter? And I think we do. I think if we take something off the table, kind of with hypocrisy, veto, would be a mistake. We'd be telling anyone who's out there who thinks districts are a good idea that we're not even really considering.
Along that line, what Craig said is true, I think, on not getting representatives, but we also have some really squirrely districts right now that are not equally balanced. There's five of them that were overlaid on the school district thing. I would almost like for this guy to be able to take the five existing districts and use just the state of choice. What the population is actually in those districts and what it would be if we just had three. Maybe we already have that one viewpoint to lose with. But anyway, if you had three districts, I'm not advocating that now, if you had three districts and they were evenly drawn and there were, just for the sake of discussion, three districts with 10,000 people, you'd have 30-something hundred people in each district. You'd have a lot better chance of finding candidates, I would say.
Well, what if we did the information that we're gathering at the open house with some kind of pros and cons of major teams versus at large? And people do have opinions. And I think that we can collate that information to present to this group. And I agree with Bob that we're not determining whether or not you're advocating for or against the decision or at large, but that it is really information gathering.
My thought is I think it adds another element to it. If it has another element to it, it adds another element. If somebody was on the fence, if the proposed idea saw the district that individual doesn't want, they might say, I don't like that because I'm not with other people of my interest. And I think if I would make a decision on district or not, I don't want my sample of what a district looks like beforehand to influence someone. That's the concern that I have, is that if somebody says, I don't want to vote with them because I think they'll vote for party, for the party, and that, for that reason I want 5 districts because I prefer that district map. That's one of the concerns that I have. Where they would switch from being in favor of having districts to being at large. I think it's adding another element to a decision that we haven't made. If we have the result after the fact, I would be more comfortable if we had the result from Mr. Cooper given to us after the fact. To avoid that, the perception of somebody walking in and saying, hey, the only reason why he didn't vote in favor of that is because he was in a district that outnumbered Castle Valley. Because if the residents of Castle Valley get outnumbered, maybe they won't like the district. That's kind of what I'm feeling, that if it complicates the situation.
You really need to vote for the same approach because of the district.
Fair enough. My other thought would be I would entertain the motion to give us, but then we get input from 2 out of 7 of us that aren't here.
I understand.
I have a motion. So, do we have additional discussion about the motion that comes on the table at this time, and the motion that's before at the time, contract with Mr. Cooper for an amount of $61,000 for the initial drawing of 3 and 5 districts. So, any other discussion on that?
I'll move the table.
So let's
just go to this motion. The amendment is what you're suggesting, is to dispose
of. Well, if you know that, there hasn't been a motion on the table.
Right, so the motion at the table is to see.
Oh, you're amending it then?
No, it's a separate motion. No, the table has a special status.
I'm just saying, we have a motion on this.
But a motion to the table, no. It's present, it's over. The whole thing. Once it's been stated by the chair, you can't. It belongs to the committee. You can only withdraw before the chair has stated
it. Yeah, a motion to table, the amended motion. We have a second on
that.
Postponed
to the next meeting.
We have a second on that motion to table.
Sure.
Second. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, we'll move to the vote on the motion to table, the amended motion. So all those in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. As opposed, 1. You Ms. Green is voting negative. Who's able to bring it up next time?
That was 4-1.
4-1. It went to. Okay. Any other discussion on matter L? Seeing none at this time, we'll move to public hearing possible action items. There are none. Moving out to item M, ideas for monthly product support for presenting at June 18, 2019 county council meeting. I think through the discussions that we've had, I think it would be important to highlight the open houses that we've had, the success that we've had there, the upcoming July 4th, and then give them an update. I don't know whether updates that we could give them, because everything else is just kind of pending until we get to open house to see what they get for it.
Okay, well, so after setting the rules, I don't think we need to do the update, because they're not supposed to be involved. My opinion.
We don't need to give the county council an update.
I don't think it's required, but our position at the beginning was it was another way to inform them of the ongoing here. If not, that I'm going there for
for their approval. It's just merely more information that another media
pump. Yeah, it does seem like it's involving them in a discussion. I mean, it's just appraising them of where we are about the time. We're doing that in the paper too, and you're doing that.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, the council made that request originally, and you all agree with this 4 months. I don't know if you want to
thank
you. Well, no, I mean, I can get one. Hold on.
It's not on that.
No, okay. We should bring up next. I would have to have the update that I would get them. We'll be able to send the other councils in the July 4th period on the table. Any other discussions on item M? If not, we'll move to item N, review of timeline and scheduling of additional regulations.
So, in your packet, there's a revised timeline that actually came to the first open house and the second open house after I got into it from Mr. Greenberg and also had our son attending to it. So, it is just a tentative thing. It originally came from Marcy's idea. And so, so I guess I wanted to make sure you all chose them to be on the same page. Of course, it was sent to you all by email, but I didn't send my team from anyone other than the paper. So, there's an opportunity to look at it, but also to think about your continued needs. Because that's what this timeline says, is that you're going to continue to meet past the schedule August
8th. Because then, Marcy?
What's funny is, I kept trying to click on this, because I'm not sure what that is. I thought it was my phone. But then I pulled it over my computer, and I go, well, so you're trying to get the phone, and you're going to lose it, and I get click on it.
Marcy?
I'd like to suggest that we collect the data and
I think that would make sense with our with what we suggested previously.
I don't know, but
that would make sense.
I think we take the month of August to really start asking out where are we heading with our recommendations. I think that's going to require.
I have the idea that when we start getting into the meat of these questions, our meetings have increased in the amount of time we've spent in general because of the subject matter that we're going to talk about. And I don't know if we can stay on track if we're doing some of these items, doing a meeting every other Friday or maybe doing one Friday a week. I don't know if we get to the meat of it. So the options could be to extend time duration and understand that we might be here talking about forms of government because it's a quite a bit of time to get talked about, thinking about getting somebody proposed to do interesting. So I don't know if, and this just maybe was never looking at what you do, but looking at the data that we're going to schedule ourselves for.
No, I thought this was a future consideration, so I didn't expect it all to come in with calendars and all that. I thought we needed to be kind of thinking about that specifically. We need to come in both and get that out.
I'm just wondering if we should do the same thing we did to schedule the meetings now, which is all the information on calendars, the information we come up with, just a reasonable schedule.
I'm
deciding
that August 1st
is the best time for
seeing
what we're excited about. Sure. I imagine it might be something to consider maybe during more than just Friday. If we get a time to meet the deadline of November and we get caught up on one issue and we're arguing about it for an hour per topic,
I think we're going to have a fight before time is good.
I'm trying to do it again every day, with every day, I can go to work.
What
is working on it? So,
and I think these are just benchmarks. They're not set in stone. There's an idea of putting on paper already as an entire form of government, as the optional language is that part of their whole time.
Right. So, but when we approve all components, I don't know if it's through October 2019, approve all components for that optional plan to submit to outside legal counsel. So they can get that and have it for 6 weeks, 4 weeks,
sure.
Whatever. Okay. Then there's a put together a legal document that specifies what we outlined.
And they give it back to us.
They're going to give it back to us. I'm assuming they'll be coming back and forth during that process.
So
then it goes to our county council for adoption. Okay, so then we go to the voters in November. Now, so I don't think this has to be fleshed out now, but I do think there is a possibility in our optional plan. This is what I gathered from Gavin, and this is what we need to find out from our county attorney and our county clerk. My understanding was if the voters said yay in November 2020, we could actually hold a special election to fill the slate. However, whatever that looks like, and that is all outlined in the optional plan. So if we go within, so say we stick with 7, we determine who in 2020 is going to carry over and be part of the transition commission or council, and people that are running know that when they're running, and then we could actually have a special election in November or in June of 2021, and our new form of government could be initiated in January of 2022.
They might be able to do the
mission off the wall.
It's a
general municipal election. It's not a special election.
This was good in November, but Gavin indicated to me on the phone that he thought we wanted, once it was approved by the voters, that we should need to have a special election. There's different interpretations of the law that we need to get into.
The wording here where it says election of candidates for the newly approved form of government to be determined under the optional plan but on or before November 2022 might tell that language came from our county attorney. And I believe when our co-auditor was before you, he said that he and our county attorney were trying to work out some implementation differences because there's House Bill 2.4 that came along. There's that, and then there's also election law. So
they're having to look at both. So, we don't have a final result on that, but I can check into where they are on that.
Any other questions on item 10? More things over. I'll just, I'll send in your schedule 10 and then once I have everyone back in.
Perfect. This is all 15 varieties. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
We're saying in the future when we get start getting into the nitty gritty, probably have more times.
Okay. So what you're interested in is if we have conflict on many different varieties. We're taking in general,
if possible, to continue to put the full agenda together and
put everything on it and kind of get through as much as we can, or we could set certain items on it. But either way, our meeting is going to extend out, and if the agenda is going to be longer, and I just want people to be aware of that, because before, I think everybody just put an hour down to lunch, and kind of in my mind, that's how it is. Moving now to those that kept on hand and in closed session, there's none quite to hear. That's the second. All day we can.
I'm going to go to the house. 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 I'm going to go to the